people of the world, let's get good afternoon and welcome to All Paul's Pet Talk Radio. This is your host, Anthony Benny, and we are very excited today to have our special guest, Katie Mulich, the founder of the Paw Wash. And the Paw Wash is a fascinating device, and I can't wait to learn more about it and to have those of us who are out there who wash our dogs' feet constantly, especially in this muddy spring season, hear about all the great benefits of this wonderful invention. So without further ado, if we have Katie on the line, I'd love to get started. Katie, are you with us?
I am with you.
Awesome. Well, welcome to All Paul's Pet Talk Radio and to the Clear Conscience Hour. We're really, really thrilled that you took the time to be with us today.
Of course. Well, thanks for letting me come on today.
Well, I have to tell you, this one is very personal. We have two wonderful dogs, and those of us who follow us at Clear Conscience Pet on Facebook know Ozzie and Taylor Bay, our dogs. And this time of year, when they come to that back door, if they're popping around out in our big enclosed running area that they have to be washed every time. And you know how dogs are. I have a theory. Dogs can only count to up to three because after the third leg, they always want to get away and not let you do fourth leg. So tell us how the Paw Wash came to be. I love the stories of how inventors come up with ideas.
Yeah, like a lot of inventors that I've talked to throughout the years, it always comes out of a necessity. It's always something they finally get frustrated. Like for me, cleaning my dog's dirty paws finally frustrated me so much that I was like, I need to fix this problem. And it so happened that I had a sixth grade science fair project at the time. When I invented it, I was 12, because it was my daily chore to clean my dog, Sadie's dirty paws, every day. So I thought, I'll fix this problem and turn it into my science fair project.
Wow. So there was the seed of this wonderful enterprise way back then. How about that?
I know. I mean, it's crazy that it's been so many years past that day. But, I mean, for so many people, it still is a problem. And I just want to, you know, get the word out there that the Paw Wash is available to help this problem so you don't have to deal with your hoses and buckets anymore.
Now, I'd like to really make sure that our websites get broadcast thoroughly. So we'll give you the first shot right on that right now. And it's the easiest URL. It's just thepawwash.com. So please, those of us hearing this, jump on there and check out, because you're going to have so much more detailed information than we can give you on one radio interview.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place. This is Anthony Benny with Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio, and we are excited to bring back our special guest today, Katie Mulich, the founder of
the Paw Wash. And we were just talking about the fact that the Paw Wash was one of those inventions that comes from a real necessity. And that's those of us who have dogs that go outside, which is pretty much all of us, know how it is to have to wash their feet when they get muddy or dirty. And I'd like Katie to please describe to us how the Paw Wash works and kind of the method that you use with your dog with the Paw Wash.
Yeah, of course. The Paw Wash is hourglass shaped, which gives it a lot of its strength in cleaning the dog's paw per se. It's blue and yellow, if you can picture those colors. And then it's very simple to use. It has a top that you lift off, and then you're going to fill it up with soap and water to the fill line. Then you're going to place your dog's paw inside the Paw Wash, and then you pump it up and down several times, like a shake weight motion. Lots of people compare it to like a golf ball cleaner on the motion that it's using, because it goes from a wide chamber to a narrow, back to a wide one. So as you're pumping it, it's creating that suction to pull all the dirt and mud off the dog's paw, and it keeps it down in the Paw Wash. And in the inside, there's also these nice grooves that help create the vortex of suction to move fast over the dog's paw. And then as you lift the paw out, the squeegee on top catches the extra water droplets so they don't drip all over your floor, and it keeps everything inside. And then you simply dump out water when you're done, and you can do all four paws in one filling. And then we have a mitt to quickly dry the paw after you're done.
Wow, that's... I am really impressed by the thoroughness of the operation that you've set up there. It sounds like a mini a car wash for a dog's feet.
It is.
What a terrific invention. Now, I have heard that there can be a connection with allergies with what dogs pick up on their feet outside. And as a nutritionist and someone who's very involved in animal health care, I would really love to have you explain to us that kind of connection between foot cleanliness and allergies. I think this is really important information.
Yeah, when I originally invented it, I was more thinking about keeping the mud off your dog's paws and out of your house. And over the years, I actually had more people, like customers and veterinarians, contact me and say, hey, well, yeah, it does clean really well, but we use it when we have to fill it up with a pet allergy medication. Because of the way it works, it really can get underneath, like, all the the hair and the skin, because it's sucking. So it really gets in there better than you just having a dog soak it in a bucket, per se, or just sitting there. It really gets it in there in the skin. So it helps with, like, stopping to itch their legs all the time when they have those bad pet allergies in the summer or the winter sometimes.
Wow. So, I mean, there's a direct impact on your pet's health. And the great thing is, you know, once the Paw Wash is purchased, you know, you're not talking about any operating costs or any special, you know, you're not making people buy refills or anything like that. Once they have your invention, all they need is and water and soap. And if we don't have those things in our homes, we have bigger problems than you can solve for us, I think, Katie.
Exactly. It's so simple. And yeah, you can put anything in it to help your dog's paws. Like the, yeah, people use Epsom salts when they do get their paw cut or whatever, and they need it to just kind of soak or move lightly. They'll let their dog lay on their dog bed and they'll just put it on their leg. I've gotten many people sending photos of them using it for that. And it's really cute, actually, to see them use it.
Yes. And I checked out your website and it looks like it's really fun. There's a lot of, you have certainly a lot of information, but also video. And that's your smiling face there on the first panel.
Yeah.
We get to know you as you know, face to face instead of just as a voice. And I think that people would have a really good time on the site. And again, that's the Paw Wash, PawWash.com. And tell us a little bit about the aspect of traveling with something like the Paw Wash. It's obviously not, you know, too big to carry around with you. It's a nice compact device, but I imagine if you bring something like that out to your dog park or out on camping trips, people must be fascinated to see that you've got this device, and they probably always want to buy it from you right away. But tell us about travel and experiences you've had with you know, being out on the road, so to speak, with the Paw Wash.
Yeah, especially we go on a lot of family road trips, and we always bring our dog with us. So it's really simple, because you can just go in the convenience store, you can fill it up there, or you could buy a bottle of water and put it in there. So when they go out and they go to the bathroom, or walk them really quickly, stretch their legs, and then you bring them back in your car. I mean, for us at least, my family, we have like blankets and pillows and a bunch of random stuff in our car, and if you let your dog in there, it'll get all over the pillows. So we just, it's easy just to take it with you and quickly clean their paws before they hop back in your van. It also keeps you healthy, so you're not getting all that all over you. And then if people go to pet parks, they like to use it and quickly clean their paws before they go back in their car. And I've had even like truck drivers travel with their dogs a lot of the time. At least a few that have emailed me, and they say they use it all the time when they're out on the road. And then camping is just another great way to keep it before it goes in your tent or anything.
And that's a perfect time for us to take our next break, Katie. Thank you so much for explaining on the travel stuff. And when we get back, we'll have some other fun questions to ask you. So thanks, and hold on for us, please.
Okay. Love for the human race, make it a better
place. As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
I'm hungry, tastes great, I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait, I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great, I love food.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
People of the world, let's get. And welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio. This is your host, Anthony Benny. And today our special guest is Katie Mulich, the owner and founder of Paw Wash. And that's at thepawwash.com. And I always say the first place to go if you have a company that you're interested in learning more about is still obviously the website, despite all the other options with social media. I love starting at the website because as a brand owner myself, I realized that that's where we put our most important information, and then we kind of branch out from there. But since Facebook and the other social media have become so important, could you tell us how we could connect with you on Facebook and on Twitter? Because I know that people are going to want to have a dialogue with you after they hear this.
Yeah, definitely. And that's also a wonderful way to connect with us. Through our website, you can email me. I'm at katie@thepawwash.com. But through, like you're saying, our Facebook and Twitter, I'm on that constantly all day monitoring it. And if you just search The Paw Wash on your Facebook or Twitter, we should pop up. And it's always a blue and yellow logo. So that would be us. And we're under pet supplies if you're looking for us on there. But I love to get pictures from people and comment on them. And I do give lots of like advice if people have their own products or ideas, or if people give me ideas, that works well too.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we'll have to connect the Clear Conscience community with the Paw Wash community because we obviously have very similar philosophies about keeping our pets healthy and happy.
Yes.
Let's face it, a healthy pet is a happy pet. And also the pets may not, the pets, I'm not even a big fan of the word pets, our companion animals, they probably don't mind if they have muddy feet, but if they get the bad energy from us because we're freaked out about their feet, that doesn't enhance our bonding experience with them. So, you know, I like to tell people sometimes, remember that your emotions are very transparent to your animals. And if you're upset about their muddy feet, they're going to be upset about it too. So what a good way to keep things on a really good positive note in your relationship with your animals.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, there's also the paw wash mitt, and I want to know how that kind of works with the paw wash system, or is it a completely separate product? I'm very interested in that as well, and I'm sure our listeners will be. Could you give us a little information about that, please, Katie?
Yeah, of course. Well, the paw wash mitt, after developing the paw wash, when you bring out the paw, the squeeze top does collect most of the water, but it's still a little damp. So I wanted a nice, fun mitt that could go in your washer and dryer that would be easy to use, easy to clean, that would match the product and go with it. So the mitt's a microfiber mitt and just helps with the final dry of the whole paw wash package.
Oh, it's actually included with the paw wash?
Yes. On our website, you can buy them separately, but most of the time they do sell combined in a package.
Now, for our listeners who are absolutely going to be eager to find the product, I'm sure there are several ways to get it. Could you tell us, are you in conventional pet specialty retail stores as well as available on your own website? So why don't you tell us the best ways? And I know these days it's always a multiple choice answer, but we'd love to know, some of the methods to purchase the product.
Yeah, like you said, always online our website. You can purchase it there. But also, if you go to our website, we have a retail location tab. And if you click that, you can type in your zip code, and it will show all the stores in the United States that we sell to. We sell in over 200 stores, so most
wow.
likely there is one near you. So usually that's a really good way to find a store near you. We also sell, to Canada and England as well, and we have some markings there. But if you ever are curious, feel free to reach out to me always. And other places like Amazon do sell it as well.
Wow. Well, that's Amazon is always good because, let's face it, everyone can find Amazon, and a lot of folks are Amazon Prime members, and they like that free shipping. But I also see that on your own website, you offer a free shipping option right at paulwash.com. So, this is the beauty of the internet age. People have lots of choices, and we like to, let people know that they have those options and support your local retailers. But if it's not convenient for you, you have other options as well. So, it's hard to cover the whole country with a product. We know that if we're not the Procter & Gamble's of the world, so to speak. So 200 stores, though, that's a fantastic achievement. My hat's off to you. That means you've worked very hard.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you're growing. You're growing from there. We are going to take another break. And when we come back, we'd like to talk a little bit more about some of the things you're doing in the future. And I see you've done lots of great media and TV. Share some of those experiences with you and maybe some upcoming appearances that we might be able to catch you. So we'll be right back, and we really appreciate you being here and holding with us for another segment.
Well, thank you so much.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Let's get together.
Oh no!
Let's all make this
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio. And our guest today is Katie Mulick, the founder of The Paw Wash. And The Paw Wash is a terrific product that I think that by the time this show's over, I'm going to be placing my order. But what I want to talk about now is that those of us who, you know what it's like to try to catch our dogs on the way in that back door or front door, if we're fortunate to have a fenced in area and we're not, walking them and they're trying to bound it into the house and in, 1 second or less and knock the door down. How do we stop them and get them to dip their paws into the paw wash? Of course, I know we're dipping them for them, but my dogs are a little bit stubborn. So help us to learn how you adapt the dog to using the paw wash as a kind of a regular part of their daily routine, if we may.
Yeah, of course. We get this question a lot when I'll do lots of little shows or like little dog and jogs around Kansas where I'm from. And lots of people be like, I don't know if my dog's going to let me do that. And I go, can I try it on your dog? And they go, I guess, And then every time I've tried it on a dog, honestly, they let me do it. And they go, wow, I didn't think my dog would actually let you do that. But for me, it's nothing in it is hurting your dog. It's warm water. So once it's on their paw, they're fine. Now, I know there are like the more rambunctious dogs and puppies. Puppies, once they get a little hyper, they can be hyper, but when you're their owner, they trust you and they trust what you're doing. So I haven't had trouble with it at all. And all my dogs are from shelters and rambunctious and everything. But I mean, at first they might try one little pull away, but once you've got their paw and once it's actually in the paw wash, they are usually completely calm and they trust you completely, and you can just quickly do all their paws. And actually, the back paws, I think, are the easiest.
So no tricks. No tricks that you're going to put like ice cold water one time and hot the next time, so that they're confused and jumping out of there. No, I'm just teasing. I think that those dogs that you're meeting at the park, you have such a nice smile that they probably would let you, dip their feet in just about anything. So
they're all really sweet.
You're starting out with an advantage on that front, but I think it sounds so cool. And honestly, I mean, it's something that with our kids, our 9-year-old and 17-year-old, we occasionally like to get some help and we say, hey, would you bring the dogs in and remember to wipe their feet? Well, we're lucky if the kids wipe one foot. So I think this might be a good thing to make it fun for the younger kids, who are old enough to handle it, to get them a little bit more responsible in terms of helping with dog care by using, because kids love playing with devices. So I think giving them something like the paw wash and saying, hey, help us out with Fluffy's feet. I think we can get the kids more involved with dog care as well. So that might be something that we could, look forward to and get them into the groove a little bit with helping out at home. Now I see that you've been on a lot of great TV shows and, I just wondered if you could share some of those experiences. Looks like The Early Show, and you've been on the Fox affiliates and on the Maryland show. So it sounds like you've had some really good opportunities, and that's great. If you're doing your own PR, I need to talk to you. Or if you have a PR agent, you have a very good one. But I would like to know if there's any time that you're going to be appearing soon that any of us might be able to catch you, and I'm sure we can see your previous appearances on the website.
Yeah. Lots of people ask, how do you get on Marilyn Dennis? Or we were on Jay Leno 2 years ago, and I wish I had a formula to tell you exactly how it works. But they literally, by people researching, we try to keep our, SEO up there, and by people seeing it, and I think it's still a very unique device that it does draw a lot of attention, and it stands out. It's bright colors and it's fun. It's meant to be a fun way to take care of a daily chore. So Marilyn Dennis was one of the most recent, and that's Canada's like Oprah, and that one was really cool to see on there, and they did a very classy job and it was a wonderful experience. And then local affiliates, a lot of us just going out to them, letting them know what it is, and volunteering at shelters and trying to get involved with them is kind of, you just keep at it.
Well, I think that in our audience, because it's so it's such a dedicated group in the dog and animal world, I think we have a lot of professional pet sitters and groomers, and I think all these folks need to be aware of the advantages of the device, and also take some lessons from you about how to promote your business, because anyone who's never built a retail product of their own, I'm here to tell them and to share that you have to be very persistent and very dedicated to make it a success as you have. So my hat's off to you as a fellow entrepreneur for your achievements. And it seems like you're just growing and growing. And if we could hold you for one more segment, it'd be super, because I just love to wrap up and get some information about future events. And again, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll be back in a minute.
Love for the human race, make it a better race.
Has your life gone to the dogs? Are you at your wit's end? We can help. At America's Canine Academy, our specialists can put an end to the mutt mayhem and magically stop the destructive behaviors that your crazed canine has developed. We offer step-by-step guidance and make-sense techniques that will turn your problem dog into a calm, stable, and well-behaved companion. And we can even do it all by phone. Even from afar, we can assess a dog-gone-wrong situation and help you recapture your sanity. Call 877-WE-WHISPER, americascanineacademy.net, where dog whisperers are trained.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-collar technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Collars that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-collar technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
People of the world, let's get together.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio with your host, Anthony Benny. And I am here with the queen of clean feet for dogs. That's Katie Mulick. And we really had a nice time talking with Katie about her wonderful invention, the paw wash. And you just have to go to the website and see it. It's just so elegantly simple. It also looks like you could kind of mix up a margarita in there and shake it up if you were in a tough situation. You never know what you, when you're out at the dog park. I'm sorry, I'm being silly, but I think that the different sizes are worth discussing, because folks might wonder if it's going to be appropriate for their dog. So could you tell us how it works? Are there a couple sizes for different size dogs?
Yeah, we have two different sizes. The first one is the large, and it ranges from dogs about 25 pounds and up to about 120. Now, the only dogs it won't usually work for are the Great Danes and Mastiffs. About when I'm in this, about 12 years ago, but not as many people had Great Danes, but now they're everywhere, and Mastiffs, like, the dogs are getting so big. So my goal would be to create even a bigger one for those dogs in a year or so. And then I also have the smaller one for about dogs 20 pounds and under. It depends, actually, exactly how big their paw is, but it gets their leg as well, and that's why the large is larger, so it can get the longer legs of the dog. So we have the small one and the large.
Oh, great. Now, would you mind sharing with us the suggested retail? I know retail prices, we always warn, retail prices may vary, but I think people would like to have an idea, and I think it's an outstanding value. But would you like to share us the share with us, please, the price of the paw wash, and at least on average?
On average, the large is $24.95, and the small is $23.95. And then on our site, you can also buy it with the mitt included and the shipping, and that's about $28.95 for either one.
That's a great deal. $28.95 out the door, so to speak. You can't beat that. That's a fantastic price for something that you're going to use for, you know, presumably for a couple of years or more before it would wear out and need to be replaced.
That's actually the problem. It doesn't wear out.
Oh, no, you haven't learned the big company philosophy of building obsolescence into your product yet?
I actually met with a company and they're like, you made this too good.
Yeah, so you're silly like we are at Clear Conscience Pet. We believe that we have to make the products the best we can, and we spend as much as we have to do that.
That's exactly what I say.
We figure good products speak for themselves, and you just keep plugging away that on that front. Now, someone with an inventive mind like yours, I know you can't share new inventions that aren't patented, but is there any new products that you do have on the horizon that you could share with us, or should we really just work hard at getting this paw wash out to every home in America?
Well, definitely pushing the paw wash, including creating a larger size, is definitely like an extra large paw wash is on the horizon, and creating a shampoo that would actually be best for the paw wash, because I would like to create a whole line of shampoos and expand the line. And recently, I kind of came up with a cat invention. I'd be crossing over in the cat world a little bit, but I thought of something, and so far I don't see it out there, and that would be really fun to pursue.
Oh, that's great. I was going to ask you if you've ever attempted and taken your life into your hands by trying to use the small paw wash with any, I don't know if you have any felines in your home, but We've got the two cats and the two dogs, and so tell us, can you really stick a cat's foot into a paw wash?
Honestly, I haven't tried it, but people have emailed me saying they use it on their cat. So I guess some cats are really, really cool and chill. I've had about 7 cats in my lifetime, and some of them are so relaxed, and I could do anything to that cat. I even taught it, like, how to sit and do all these tricks and stuff. But then I got this one recently from a shelter that's about 10 years old, and she's a little more picky, but I'm working on her. I'm showing her it. Some people do use it, but I haven't personally ever gone that route.
Well, I would say exercise caution.
unless your cats
as they better still have their claws, because I'm a very very aggressively against decawing. And if the cat's a little startled, they can kind of jump in you and probably jump out of there as fast as you can put them in. But I think that we have to make a trade for some treats for a paw wash. So we'll talk about that after we're off the air. But I think that treats could be a great way. By the way, you know, serious note into kind of the training or adaptation aspect. If you associate a nice little treat, like perhaps a little Clear Conscience Airy Bite or slider with the paw wash, I think that those dogs are going to be sticking their feet in there, like when they're not even wet and looking for a treat.
Yeah, exactly. Treat.
So positive reinforcement is a really cool thing, especially if you're using nice low calorie, low carb, high protein treats. So, you know, whether they're ours or someone else's, just stay away from that grocery type stuff. I would be careful about picking on one brand or another, but you know it when you see it. Good is good. I think we're about a couple minutes from the end of our time, and it's gone so quickly, but I want to do a couple of reminders before we kind of wrap up, which is that thepawwash.com is the best place to kind of introduce yourself to the product and meet Katie and learn about her company and her wonderful products. And also, we would love it, all of those of us who are working as individual entrepreneurs and trying to create products that are helpful for companion animals, we'd love you to share our Facebook communities, because it's a wonderful way for us to get to know new people. So you can just Google Paw Wash Facebook, or go to the website and click the Facebook tab. Same with Twitter. And let's all connect. That's what it's about. It's create a community of people who care deeply about their animals. And Katie, you're obviously very much in that category of the passion that you have for your product and for animal care. So we are really privileged to have you with us today. And you have to promise if you are at Super Zoo that you're going to come and see us, because we maybe we'll do some interviews there at our Clear Conscience booth. So so if you are going to be in Las Vegas and in the land of crazy, by all means, come and see us crazies, and we'd be really thrilled to meet you and have a chance to talk to you about what you're doing, you know, and any new things that you're working on. And we just really appreciate when someone like you takes the time to come on and share your your work and your invention with us. There's this one last thing I wanted to ask, and this is something that's just so important, is that rescue and shelters. And I've heard that you have some pretty deep involvement in that. So maybe we can wrap up on some of the on how you've used the Paw Wash to help folks that are in the rescue and the shelter part of the animal world.
Yeah, I'm very highly involved in all of the at least local shelters in Kansas City. And I just like to volunteer, and also they do like big telethons, and I just like to donate product to them. That way, you know, to help raise awareness for all the sheltered animals, and all of mine personally have been adopted from the shelters. And I mean, they're amazing. I love them. I couldn't imagine not having them. And I mean, without having Sadie, who I got from a shelter, I would never have thought about cleaning dogs' paws ever. So I owe it to them too. So to always just give back and take care of the shelters, because I mean, they're running on, you know, donations, and they do so much for the animal, like veterinarian services, and like, it's just incredible. And I'm so admire every shelter in Kansas City and across the nation, and I'd love to be involved, and of course I love going there. I end up adopting like every
time. That is a perfect note on which to end our interview for today, but I'm sure we'll be talking again. And I just wanted to agree with you 100%. The folks who do that daily work day in and day out, I don't think people realize the dedication, the 20-hour days that some of these people who are dedicated to animal rescue put in. So please support your local animal rescues and shelters with your dollars and with your time. And Katie Mulick of Paw Wash, thank you so much for being with us today, and we look forward to the next opportunity.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to have been on today.
Thanks, Katie.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's pawsandsilk.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio. This is your host, Anthony Benny, and we want to thank our wonderful guest again, Katie Mulick, the founder of The Paw Wash. Great product. Please go and check her out at thepawwash.com. And to wrap up today's program, as your dog food and nutrition guru, which is something other people have called me. I would never call myself that. I'd like to talk a little bit about nutrition and also about some general things that we really want to be very aware of in summer. And, you know, summer has really snuck up on us here in the Northeast after a rather cool spring. We've had some really hot days. And so the first thing, and I know you can't hear this enough, but I can't emphasize it enough. Please remember that your car is an oven. And if you have your windows closed, even if it doesn't seem that hot, if there's direct sun, even in the 70s, on those windows, that car can get to 80, 90, 95, 100 degrees because it's holding the heat in. So if you do take your dogs out on errands during the summer in hot weather, you absolutely have to either plan to just, you know, put them on the lead and bring them out of the car with you and do your errands with you, or keep those windows down and don't leave them in the car for more than, you know, really literally 5, 6, 7 minutes, even with the windows partially down. Of course, you have to be careful with safety. You know, if your dogs are rambunctious and you can't have those windows open wide enough for them to jump out and potentially, you know, get hurt or get in trouble out there with other dogs or with traffic. So just please be careful this time of year. It just only takes a momentary lapse of judgment to have something happen that no one would ever really want to experience. And if you do feel as if your dog, and even this is not if you've left them in the car, but dogs will respond to heat in different ways. If you see your dog panting very heavily, get your dog inside your house. They're probably going to be absolutely fine, but it's important to get them cooled down and just to kind of get their respiratory function smoothing out. But panting is essential because that's what dogs do instead of sweating. If you've never noticed this before, and I think most of us who are dog lovers know this, but dogs don't have sweat glands in their body. So they only can express that moisture through panting. So keep an eye on their panting behaviors in the summer. It might sound silly, but it's actually very important as aware animal guardians that we are on top of those conditions. The other thing that's kind of a nutritional guideline for this time of year is that your dog needs a bit less food in hotter weather than in cold weather. And the reason for that is that your dog's body is essentially, like our bodies, an engine. And if you're trying to keep a body warm in cold temperatures, you need more calories or food to keep your body warmed. So conversely, if it is a hot weather time of year, you're going to need a bit less food. And it's kind of hard to give any exact instructions on that. You have to know your own dog. But I would say keep an eye on their waistline and just cut back a bit on the food.
Love for the human race.